is a nun, one of a number of them in Brisbane, who has developed a very good habit. She might say that she's got some bad habits, but I wouldn't hear of it. Every now and again, she packs up her car with things like food hampers, petrol vouchers, and also her little toy poodle, Kenya, and they head bush. Sister Christine Henry works on behalf of Sisters of Charity. Sister Henry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Lovely to have you in. Now, you just joked and said you might have some bad habits. I don't believe it.
No, I just heard you on radio saying that I had a habit. And I thought, yep, that's me.
Well, you do. And it takes you all over the state. How long have you been heading out in the car with your little offsider, Kenya, and heading bush and going to talk to people? How long have you been doing this for?
Well, since 2007, when the Downs and West Drought Appeal was established, and it was only a short-term ministry to raise funds for those who were suffering through the prolonged drought, the worst drought in 100 years. Within 2 years, we changed that to the Downs and West Community Support because we felt that as we were going around visiting people, this wasn't going to be a quick fix. And so we were given permission to change the name, which incorporated really more of what we were doing in the country. And it allowed us to be free to do wellness days, bugger the droughts, take children on school camps if they weren't able to afford. So it allowed us to actually extend our ministry, which was great.
But makes you a very, very busy person in that. How often do you head out of Brisbane to go and just have a quiet word with people who are over on the land or in some of these regional townships?
Most of the time we spend on the phone doing phone links. When we do go out, they can be short trips to the Lockyer Valley or the Granite Belt or the closer Darling Downs. If we go further afield, and we have been as far as Thargaminda, which is about 15 hours west, we would go for about 10 days, and on the way we would see farmers. And when we first began, we didn't wait for an invitation from farmers. We just loaded up our vehicles and called in and said, "You don't know us, but we are from the Downs and West Community Support under the Sisters of Charity at that stage," and would give them a hamper and give them our calling card and say, "If you need a hand or just a listening ear, give us a call."
Now, that's a pretty in-your-face approach, I must say, for farmers who aren't, you know, if they don't know you, it can be hard to break the ice. How did you go about doing that?
Well, I had this most beautiful red toy poodle, Kenya, who I took along. She came along on every journey I took. She was the icebreaker because these farmers, both men and women farmers, were used to working dogs, larger dogs, dogs that were active. But this little Kenya was very, very friendly and would like a hug, and she broke the ice. Unfortunately, Lady Kenya died last year in July, but I now have Prince Harry.
Oh, okay. So we've continued with the prince and princess.
Yes.
Theme.
Had to give him a good name because he was a rescue dog.
And what's his personality like? Does he equally break the ice with these farmers?
He is a beautiful dog. He's shyer than Lady Kenya, but he is very loving and a bit standoffish at times, but I think he's a bit shy because he wasn't treated very well. But he travels very well, and he is my constant companion.
So he sits up there in the front seat with you.
He does.
Whiling away the hours.
He's my co-driver. If I put the blinker on right, he looks to see where I'm going.
Isn't that great? Yeah. So you do these trips every now and again. You introduce yourself. Sometimes you turn up and these people living on the land aren't expecting you. Apart from the dog that's a great icebreaker, what sort of things do you say to them when you first get out of the car, apart from where you're from? People can be quite reticent to talk about themselves and their personal situation and that they might be struggling. How do you do that?
That's why I think we are in a situation that we are able to call in. We aren't on a timeline for anything. We have the freedom to stay 5 minutes or 2 hours, 3 hours or whatever. We don't push, but because we know people who are doing it tough are pretty reserved and very proud. They don't like people to know. So we don't let them know that we believe that they're doing it tough. But we say, you know, the conditions, you know, out here are very, very challenging. You must be finding it very hard. And we've got this gift voucher for you or this petrol voucher. And you get a feel whether someone wants you to stay for a cup of tea or coffee or whether, thanks very much, we'll see you later. But we always do a follow-up.
It's a softly, softly approach, isn't
it? Yes, it is. It is.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Sister Christine Henry. She's from the Sisters of Charity. She'll often head out to regional areas, perhaps call in on pre-organised visits or perhaps just turn up at the front gate of a property and just let people know who have been doing it pretty tough for some time now that there is someone to talk to, and perhaps there might be a food voucher, food hamper, petrol voucher that they can have to help them through those hard times. Where were you most recently?
I've been out to Mitchell, Taroom, Tara, Dolby, Jendawi, and spent a few days in the Granite Belt. A heartbreaking story out there is that it's pretty dry out there and the people are doing it tough. One man it ripped up his crop because it was starting to die, and it was heartbreaking for him. But even harder to digest was that the following day it rained.
Oh,
and
no.
That rain was not forecast. So we were there when that actually happened, and we weren't there with him when it happened, but his neighbours told us what had happened. And so we went there and he was unconsolable, really. Yeah.
What do you do or say to someone in that situation?
That it's not their fault. That it's not their fault, because they feel if they'd waited just one more day, it would have rained. But he'd been waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks. So it is soul destroying. So, you know, you just have to be there, support them, listen to them, give them a hug if need be, or sit silent.
Yeah.
They will speak when they want to speak.
Yeah.
And, so you've just got to be happy with silence, you know, be there to support them.
When people find out you're a nun, do they get a bit of a surprise reaction? You know, you're not wearing a habit. I was joking about that earlier. You're very much a person of the people type approach. Do you get some unusual reactions to that?
Yeah, at times. Most of the people are very welcoming when they know that I'm a nun. And there have been a few that have not wanted to see me because I was a nun. And that's fine, you know. We can only do what we can do at the time. So, yeah, but most people are quite welcoming. And because we are not government funded and under those authorities where lots of reports have to be written and you're confined to times and things like that, we do have the freedom to stay or go. We do write reports, but everything is confidential. Mm. You know, we don't share our clients' names with anyone. They're all coded, and there's only myself and my finance person who knows exactly who we're talking about.
That's right, because a lot of these people, they might live out on farms, but they have to go into town.
Yes.
And everyone knows everything about everyone.
Yes. And that's why I think it was really important for us to see every farmer, so that if a farmer next door saw us go into this farmer, they thought, oh, what's going on there? So that's why we decided to see every farmer, so that no one could actually say who was doing it tough or tougher than others and things like that. So we tried to treat everyone equally.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Sister Christine Henry from Sisters of Charity. Tell us a bit more about the charity itself. You don't just do farm and regional visits. You do a whole lot of other work. I know you encompass fighting human trafficking. I've even heard that some of the nuns who work in Sydney's St Vincent's Hospital do something that doctors say is amazing. They sit with ICE addicts and actually help calm them down. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, I don't know a lot about that, because there are sisters in Sydney who actually do that. And my role is coordinator of the Downs and West Community Support, so that's where my main focus is. But sisters in Sydney and in Melbourne do a whole lot of other ministries as well. And sitting with people who are coming through an ICE addiction is one of them. So I can't tell you much about that. I'm sorry, love.
That's okay. I know that it's far-reaching, the work that you do, and you can be sort of put into a situation like that and somehow find a way to get through to someone that perhaps medical staff can't. So it's pretty amazing work.
Yes.
Where are you actually based in Brisbane when you're home?
When I'm home, I live at Everton Park. We have a storage area in Brisbane, as well as a small storage area in Toowoomba now, because we get a lot of donations of brand new clothes. We've got a group in Mullaney who provide us with beautiful patchwork quilts, which is gifted to the women who attend our Dragonfly Health and Wellness Retreat each year. And that's something very, very special.
What happens there?
Okay. The Dragonfly Health and Wellness Retreat came about in 2010, when we realised that female farmers were mothers, wives, caretakers, taxi driver, vet, accountant, and wore these hats. And she was the last person to actually go and see a doctor about female health issues. She'd send off the rest of the family to do that. So we decided maybe a health and wellness retreat would be great, one that they could have a GP, a psychologist, have their blood pressures taken, a hearing test done, a pap smear done on site, take them into Toowoomba General Hospital for a mammogram, have their diabetes, do the risk assessment for diabetes. And so they have that done in the first 4 to 5 hours of attending the retreat. And then we have motivational speakers. And then on Saturday, they are exposed to massage, reflexology, Reiki, you name it. They choose what they want. Beauty therapy. And it's just refreshing them, really, and getting them to see that they are worthwhile. And some of them actually who attend the retreat have the confidence and the motivation to leave that retreat and pursue something that they wanted to do. Now, it doesn't all happen in one weekend, but we walk with those people as they walk towards their dream. And, because they are so vital in our family units. They keep the family together. And, you know, it can be a struggle, because they see how much money is going out to feed their stock, how much is coming in, and they've got to try and balance that all out.
It's important to stay well to be able to keep the family unit together. So
yes,
a great initiative.
Thank you.
Sister Christine, where are you heading off next? Where's your next road trip that you and Prince Harry will be heading on?
I'm actually looking at going to Cunnamulla. So next week I'll ask my finance person, John, and a couple of the advisory committee to help me pack our van, and we'll head out there and stop on the way and see the townspeople and have a coffee with them, or go to the pub and have a beer with them.
Do you have a beer with them?
I do have a beer with them, yeah.
It is walking beside them, isn't it?
It's
actually being genuine and sitting beside someone and saying, I'm listening, I'm here with you.
Yeah. You've got to walk in their shoes. Otherwise, they know that you aren't walking with them.
Yeah.
You're saying what they think you need to hear. But no, you've got to be able to take off your shoes and you know, or put your shoes on and kick the dust as you walk to a paddock, and, you know, connect the cows to the milking machines, you know, and feed the pigs. You've got to do that. Just don't observe. When I go and stay with farmers, I actually do what they do. If they don't shower every day, I don't shower every day, because it means they haven't got the water.
Yeah.
You know,
you take your cues off them. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to do that. And by staying with them and visiting them, you really see, you observe what they may need, but they'll never get it unless it is offered to them.
Yeah. They're not going to ask.
Yeah.
You know the psyche of country people. You're doing a fantastic job, and it's been a real honour to be able to talk to you about your work and what the Sisters of Charity do.
Thank
Sister
you.
Christine Henry, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Next time, bring Prince Harry, okay?
Okay, I will. Okay.
Christine Henry, she's one of the Sisters of Charity who heads out in her car to give a bit of support to people who aren't having a great time, who are doing it pretty tough in the regional communities that she visits.